Hi, welcome to another episode of Paul Don Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Polk, and today I've got Eric Boer. He's an FAE for Apex. They're involved in industrial inkjet printing. And, well, first let me bring him on the show, and then I'll explain why I brought him. Hi, Eric. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Hi. Hello.
Oh, it's great to have you. The reason that I wanted to bring you on the show is because we often talk about industrial power and we talk about very large-scale applications. We also talk about a lot of board-scale stuff, but the interesting thing, when I heard you talking about industrial inkjet printing, I wanted to have you on the show because it's a perfect example of a macro application, huge-scale industrial processes, but then on the other side, it requires incredible precise power management because no matter how many inkjet heads are or how big the machine is, each individual inkjet head requires extremely precise power control, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Alex. You have to think of room-sized machines with lots and lots of printer heads, and all of these are built from even more individual piezoelectric nozzles. And all of those act like little capacitors, and together they constitute large amounts of capacitance. And if you want to drive capacitance, capacitances, as everybody knows, you need lots of power. But yeah, each little capacitor is controlled by a switch. Each little capacitor is 150 picofarads, but these heads can contain as many as 1,024. Different nozzles, so you can imagine the amounts of current again that you need to charge and discharge these with, and also very precise, and that has to do with drop formation.
Well, exactly, and that's the interesting contrast that I saw in what Apex is doing, is that, I mean, so you basically can have the big box with a huge fat pipe of electricity going to it. You know, you could be dumping 50, 60, 80, 100 amps into this machine, but at no point at the place where it's actually being put to work are you using more than a couple of picoamps.
Yes, well, a couple of picoamps, maybe that's a little bit too, that's just not enough, but it's milliamps, but again, combined, it's large amounts of amps. And where Apex plays well in this is that with any analog amplifier driving capacitive loads, you have stability issues. And in this case, the printer heads, of which you fire in between 1 and 256 or in between 1 and 1,000 different combinations of nozzles, there is an always varying capacitive load that you need to drive, and our amplifiers are very well suited to do that. So, for instance, if you drive 1,000 nozzles, it can be 150 nanofarad that you're driving, and you need 10 amps, and the next moment you're only driving two nozzles, combined that's 300 picofarads, and you would only need maybe a couple of milliamps. So that's exactly where Apex plays very nicely, and exactly the enormous difference in large and very small currents that we have to drive very precisely.
Well, and actually, Eric, that brings an interesting mental image, because it's literally like drag racing a truck or having a elephant dance in ballet shoes, because on the one hand you've got all this power, and on the other hand it's being applied very precisely. What kind of challenges appear in between those two points?
Well, as I said, there is a factor of 1,000 between driving just one nozzle and a full head. And then there are in between, let's say, 20 and over 100 heads in one machine, or there can be that many printer heads in one machine. So the amplifier doesn't really know whether it's driving just a couple of nozzles or the full amount of nozzles. All depends on the printing data that is being sent to the machine. Are you printing white and spitting out no ink whatsoever, or are you printing enormous amounts of, let's say, black or dark areas. So, it's this constant changing load that makes very difficult. And whatever the load, you still have take the amplitude and the rise and fall times of the pulse signals with which you drive the piezo nozzles into account. These need to be precise, otherwise individual nozzles will spit out the wrong amount of ink, or will spit out no ink whatsoever, or way too much ink. So it's very important to, whatever the load, control, rise, fall times, amplitude, everything in exactly the right manner. So that's where the problems are.
So now, what kind of command methodologies do you need to implement in order to have that level of control? And then I would imagine there would be a bit of a hardware issue, too, to get all of the precise cabling to all of the points to reach the printhead.
Yes, well, there are different topologies in inkjet printers today. Manufacturers would like to mount all of the electronics on the printhead, because then there would be no cabling between the amplifier and the heads. Cables, as you know, distort signals or add to the complexity, because they have inductance and parasitics. Yes, exactly. So they would like to do away with the cabling. Also, cabling is costly, especially that kind of cabling. So they like to do away with it. But in the meantime, the electronics needed to drive all those printer heads is still so bulky that you cannot easily mount all of that on the printer head or on the, let's say, carousel or the stage that is moving over the medium. So there is this constant battle within manufacturers going on to try and get all of these electronics on the stage, but on the other hand they can't because it's still too bulky, they have to cool it, etc., etc. So we are also working on limiting the power dissipation inside our amplifiers in order for those manufacturers, or to allow those manufacturers to decrease the amount of cooling system they need to cool down their systems, and to enable them to go to those designs where they can put everything on the head or on the on the stage that hovers over the medium to be printed.
Mm-hmm. So now, and do your devices, are they applicable to other application spaces than printing?
Absolutely. So Apex has multiple larger market segments. One of those is military. So you were to open up missiles and stuff like that, you could find us in fin control. We are in quite a lot of medical devices. So there are MRI scanners equipped with our amplifiers. Inkjet printing, of course, is industrial, and there are other market segments we are very active in. Yes,
very good. Now, what thoughts do you have about this space? Would you like to leave with our audience before we close out this episode? Any tips about printing? I'm going to definitely drag you back, Eric, to talk about medical and military, but we'll do those in other episodes. But any last thoughts on inkjet printing for our audience before we close out?
Yes. Well, there's one big thing we are currently working on, and that is decreasing the power even further. So, what we are thinking of, and this is that it's not that close, quite far away still, is to not use a linear amplifier to drive the inkjet heads, but to use much more power efficient PWM amplifier to do so. But it's very complex, very difficult, because the signal speeds with which or involved in inkjet printing are very high, very fast signals. So those PWM amplifiers need to be even much faster, and the faster, the more problems arise in feedback loops and stuff like that. So, but we are working on that, and in doing so, we hope to increase efficiency by an order of magnitude to enable exactly what I explained the other moment, enable those manufacturers, inkjet printer manufacturers, to decrease the size of their machines and put all the electronics on the printing stages.
Mm-hmm. And then, Eric, if you think about it, as more and more companies start messing with conductive inks and roll-to-roll manufacturing, that'll be yet another application space you'll be able to address.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, that's what we will be targeting, absolutely.
Excellent. Well, hey, Eric, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. Oh, before I let you go, what's your website? Give me the URL so the audience will know how to visit you.
Okay. Interested people can visit our website at www.apexanalog.com. So that's www.apexanalog.com.
Excellent. Well, hey, like I said, thank you so much, Eric, for coming. I always like to show our audience different facets of the power space. And as I said earlier, the precise application of power has always been a fascination of mine. And to do what you do in the inkjets and then at such a large scale at the industrial level is always fascinating. So thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Alex.
And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to be with us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.